Well, Merry Christmas once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 2 and verse 14 will be our Christmas text. It's also printed in your bulletin along with all of the related scriptures which will be quoted or alluded to this morning. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. Goodwill toward men. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Amen. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Now, they were in the same country, shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you, you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Goodwill toward men. Note that the birth of the Savior heralded two things on earth, and we find them in our text. The first, peace on earth, and the second, goodwill to men. Peace on earth. Does not the very image of the babe in the manger convey peace? Nothing conveys peace like a baby. Just over 4,000 years of human history had passed, and God's saints of old earnestly looked forward to this day. Yea, even the angels, it is written, desired to look into these things. God's peaceful purpose is spoken of prophetically by Zacharias, the personification of salvation through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So then by faith we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. The cradle was the entrance of peace, as Micah has said of him, and this one shall be peace. But the cross, friends, is also peace for us. Sin's penalty paid by the same Jesus. For he has said, it is finished. Now, earthly peace will one day be established when the Lord comes back in his millennial kingdom. And we all look forward to that day. Notwithstanding, when the Savior entered the world, peace came. So what manner of peace did he bring? That spiritual peace, God's peace, which seeks entrance into human hearts. God seeks to set up his spiritual kingdom in us, in you and I. This, friends, is why he came. He's coming back to complete the job. But this is why he came. The Son of God has left us a legacy of peace, saying, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Are there any here who have no peace, who don't feel that peace on a day-to-day basis? Well, we have it on the authority of God's word that he himself has left it here. And if he has left it here, then it is available to you, friends. We are to take God's peace, take that peace into our hearts and minds, and fill up our homes with God's peace. So just as the Son of God left his heavenly home and brought his peace to this place, let us take the peace that we find in this place, in this word, on this day, and take it home with us after the manner of God's Son. Goodwill to men. God extended his mighty arm of peace and of goodwill also. God is for us. God is with us. Is he not called Emmanuel? God will not leave us nor forsake us. All of these things put together give us a beautiful picture of what God's goodwill is like. God did not and will not leave us without remedy in our sinful condition if we do not wish to stay in that sinful condition. And there's the rub. When the light shines into a dark place, our tendency is to shy away and not to embrace the light. How's this for a promise of God? All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me. Isn't it amazing how our Savior speaks in such plain language? This is the will of the Father who sent me. We don't have to guess. That of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. God's goodwill is seen in this. He freely gives us His best. And that, in our own best interest. There is no other religion named among men in which God Himself has come down and so personally engaged the hearts of men and women everywhere. There is nowhere in the world where you can find anyone or anything that is going to always act 100% on behalf of you with perfect goodwill. We try to attain to this in our marriages. We try to attain to this in our families, with our children, in our parents. We try to do it in the church. But we do it imperfectly, because there is only one who is perfect. That is our God, whom we love and we serve and we celebrate this day. Are there any here in need of peace? Today He offers it to you with an outstretched arm. You see that arm, that hand, the one with the nail print in it? Are there any who question God's goodwill? Sometimes we may get the idea that God isn't acting in our best interest. Well, His thoughts are much higher than ours, His ways much greater than ours. And He sees the end from the beginning. And He promises that His hand of goodwill is extended to me and to you. So where else can we go? Why not take it? See, that's where faith comes in. Consider, please, the lengths to which God has gone, sending His Son down into the world. And if you will pray, He will hear. Honestly, try Him in this. There was a gentleman a century and a half ago. You may have heard of him, Longfellow. And he was turning over in his mind all of the evils of his day, the horrors of war that he had been witness to and heard of. And he was sort of down on God. He came to Christmas and got to the Christmas season and he just wasn't into it. And then something happened on Christmas Day to this gentleman. And he wrote this poem. It's been put to music. And it reads, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing, like a choir they're singing. In my heart I hear them, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing like a choir singing. Does anybody hear them? Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then rang the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth He sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's one of the most beautiful things about Christmas, is it reminds us of reality. We've got 364 days a year to watch all the garbage on cable news and rub elbows with the world and deal with the day-to-day grind. But something about Christmas is different. And something about the entrance of God the Son into the world changes lives. So I urge you, friends, to kiss the Son, to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. We come before Him and we consider the babe in the manger and the incarnation, and let us also consider His goodwill and compassion, which He perfectly displayed through His life. Consider that He came down for one reason: to die, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. The imagery is unmistakable. At His birth, He was wrapped in swaddling cloths. And so too, burial cloths were wrapped around our Lord more than three decades later. But our Lord is no longer wrapped in burial cloths, for He has risen. He's seated at the right hand of power. And this is the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is peace, goodwill toward men. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for this appointed time, this appointed season. Lord, we pray that You use this to center us, to focus on spiritual reality. Lord, just as Your Son came down to earth for just a little while, so too we're here but a little while, and we pray that You teach us to number our days, to appreciate all of the blessings that we have on this holy day. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus. We thank You for His peace, His comfort. Lord, as we have been beseeching You every week, we pray that You minister in full measure Your peace to those who have lost a loved one this past year, or maybe lost a loved one around this time of year, and we're experiencing a bittersweet season. We thank You that You hear prayer. We thank You for Your love, Your peace, Your grace, Your mercy, and Your compassion. And we pray, we trust that You will use Your word and every aspect of this service to draw men and women unto Yourself. Whether for the first time today that they too might have a birthday, a spiritual birthday today. That renew and lift up the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll now offer one another.